Good morning, thanks for tuning in. Well, it looks like the Australian share market's going to start the week on the back foot. SPY futures were down by 35 points, or about 0.6% at the end of the hour, after-hours session at the weekend. There wasn't much on offer for investors to navigate by at the end of last week, bearing in mind that Wall Street was closed on Friday to observe the Independence Day or 4th of July holiday. We were only left with losses on European markets to be guided by. So that's part of the reason why sellers were just able to get the upper hand a little bit. But the bigger picture still sees the tension between headlines that exclaim the rising infection rates that we're seeing in any number of jurisdictions around the world, including Australia, determined by what we're seeing in Victoria at the moment. And then on the other hand, we've got the performance of the market, the markets that are governed by the continuing liquidity that's on offer by central banks. And of course, the backdrop of that, we see the initiatives on the part of governments around the world, which are very much supporting economies. So over the course of the last week, that's highlighted by the upswing that we saw for most markets. The Australian share market was up by 2.6%. European markets likewise were quite strong. The German DAX was up by 3.6%. And in the US, technology stocks led the improvement, with the NASDAQ up by around 4.6%. So for the moment at least, the belief that liquidity will win out continues to reign. There will be a reckoning of sorts at varying stages. It's just a question of when that's going to come, bearing in mind that if you look at the bigger picture, the second half of this year is going to be vastly more complex than the first half as governments manage breakouts around the world. But then, of course, the US has to elect a new leader, and that will be a very challenging set of circumstances for investors from time to time. So as far as the next couple of days are concerned, to that end, we have got a number of growth outcomes to look at across industrial activity. For example, in Germany, we've got factory orders. In Japan, we've got machinery orders to look at, and we've got industrial production numbers in India. In the Eurozone, we've got retail sales numbers to look at. So all of those will be very instructive. And then when the US comes back online tonight, we've got the services, the ISM measure of activity in the services sector to look at. So quite an interesting week as far as economic readings are concerned. Whether or not it impacts on prices is another question entirely. On the local front today, we've got we'll get a measure of hiring intentions with the latest job ad survey, and then we've also got the monthly measure of inflation. That will be unlikely to move the needle too much. And finally, quite a useful barometer of market sentiment in relation to risk is the Aussie dollar. When it's moving higher, it means that investors are exhaling a little bit and feeling a little bit more comfortable about things. When the opposite applies, then you're seeing that move into the US dollar. So at the moment, we've got the Aussie dollar doing quite nicely. It's consolidating at around 69.3 US cents.